La haul wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi alillah. La sima baqiyatullah wa la'natullahi ala a'dahim. A'dillah min yawmin hadha ila liqa'illah. أما بعد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا أملك نفسي نفعا ولا ضرا إلا ما شاء الله ولو كنت أعلم الغيب لاستكثرت من الخير وما مسني سوء إن أنا إلا نذير وبشير لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين, we are going to inshallah conclude today Surah Araf, and the verse I recite is verse number 188, and the translation goes like that. Say, I have no control over my benefit for myself nor any harm except what Allah may wish. Had I known the unseen, I would have acquired much good and no ill would have befallen me. I am only a warner and a bearer of good news to people who have faith. Because you know what happened, that these kuffar from Makkah used to come to Prophet ﷺ and say, hey, you know, you say that you are prophet, so we need to get some news from unseen from you so we can get some benefits. Like you could tell us that what goods would be cheap or expensive market, according to that we can do business. Or in which land it's going to rain and which land will be dry, so we move around. Then the verse came. The verse, what it says, I have no control or any benefit for myself nor even any harm except what Allah may wish. Had I known the unseen, I would have acquired much good and no ill would have befallen me. I am only warner and bearer of good news to people who have faith. They used to demand all the prophets, you know, and it is a clear concept which Allah makes clear for the people to know that the knowledge of unseen is totally with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else has it. So, Prophet was sent as a warner and a bearer of good news. That's it. But there are some, you know, verses that which go a little bit more in leniency towards prophets, that Allah says to whom he wants to give some knowledge of unseen, he gives among prophets, you know. So that knowledge of unseen used to come to prophets through revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Jibreel alayhi salam. He used to bring some unseen. But not a whole lot, you know, only whatever Allah wished, you know. But in general, all unseen is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever unseen was given was with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, next verse comes, it's a beautiful verse about creation of human being, okay? وَالَّذِي خَلَقْكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا لِيَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا فَلَمَّا تَغَشَّاهَا حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا فَمَرَّتْ بِهِ فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ دَعَوَ اللَّهُ رَبُّهَا لَئِنْ آتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Now, I'll recite this verse slowly, inshallah. It is He who created you from a single soul, Allah says. Who is a single soul? From your father. He made from it its mate, means your mother, from the same species as your mother. Allah is going like this. That He might find comfort with her. When a man goes to woman, he gets comfort, right? There are verses in the Quran that when a man goes to woman, he gets comfort. So when he covered her, means when they had a relationship, a sexual relationship, right? Covered her, she bore a light burden. Means zygote came to her uterus. Light burden. That's Allah's talking about. And passed some time with it. Now she passed the time carrying this light burden. Zygote. When she had grown heavy, means the fetus got big, they both involved Allah their Lord. Then they start praying to Allah. Now both are praying. What are they praying? Ya Allah. This one is so touchy, I cry, you know. If you give a healthy child, we will be surely grateful. They get both worried that now the kid, this fetus, this baby would come out. You want to see a healthy baby, not defective baby. You know, like the, you know, like some kids, some parents have like mental retarded children. All God forbid, you know. So that's what they pray. Okay, and all of our humanity prays like that. Even kuffar prays like that because they are in very much worry about how the baby is going to come out. Right. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا جَعَلَ لَهُ شُرْكَاءَ فِي مَا آتَاهُمَا فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Ya Allah. Then when he gave them the healthy child, they ascribed partners to him in what he had given them. Exalted is Allah above any partners what they ascribe. So when the baby comes out and the baby starts growing, Mizan explains. Now for every single thing for him, they go to other people, you know, not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking help from there, praying for this and that God, and maybe going to other people and not trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not invoking from Him, everything for Him. We should, for everything, should call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should give wasila of another day, but call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves to hear that, not make partners with Him. Always do, like people give bribery or this and that, right? But, you know, like all this. Some haram techniques to make the children excel in all that. It's all and not acceptable. But we should have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashfikuna ma la yakhluqun shay'un wa hum yukhlaqun wa la yastati'una lahum nasran wa la anfusihim yansurun وَإِنْ تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُوكُمْ سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَدَعَتُمُوهُمْ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ صَامِتُونَ Now Allah says, now Allah is talking about two groups of things. One is the idols, who people call to make partners with Allah, and one is the false deity, like angels and jinns and prophets who they call the God, you know. These two groups Allah is talking about who they make partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah is talking about that. What Allah is saying in verse 191, do you ascribe partners that create nothing and have been created themselves? They're all who you are calling, they create nothing but they have been created, they create nothing and they have been created themselves by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like all these jinn and all these angels and all prophets created, Allah created them, right? And these idols, what you are saying, you created with your own hands, you know. And can neither help them nor help themselves. These are ones who cannot help themselves and not can help you. These idols cannot help themselves and not help you. Even this, all these angels and prophets, they will all help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot help themselves. But what does it mean? Prophet, our prophet used to pray that Allah, don't leave me on myself for even a second, because I need your guidance. We are breathing, we are breathing and we are alive from Allah's help. If He didn't Allah help us, we will die in a second, right? No, we are all helpless in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you, Allah says further, and if you call them to guidance, they will not follow you. It is same to you whether you call them or whether you are silent. They will not follow you. They are all helpless in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَدْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Indeed, those who invoke besides Allah are creatures like you. So invoke them, they should answer you if you are truthful. Then they won't hear you. If you're calling from here, somebody who would hear you right now? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That's why we call Him, right? That if we call Him quietly, Sami'ul Alim, He hears and He knows us. Nobody. He is the one. He is the one who will respond to you. And that's why I say nobody listen to you but me. But me. Then Allah talks especially about idols. What He said? Allahum arjunui. يَمْشُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَيْنِي يَبْتِشُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَيْنِي يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْزُونَ آذانی يسمعون بها قل ادعوا شركاءكم ثم كيدوني فلا تنظرون. Now Allah says about these idols. Now listen to this. Do they have any feet to walk with it? Do they have any hands to grasp with it? With? Do they have eyes to see with? Do they have any ears to hear with? Say, invoke your partners and try out your strategies against me without granting me any respite. Okay, what are you talking worshipping? They have nothing. Well, these hands are fake, eyes are fake, what do you make? What are you worshipping? Allah saying, where are you going? And I say, Allah challenge, say to them, bring all your partners and try to do some harm for me. If they can do, and don't give any respite. Because they are dead, they cannot harm me. And that's what happened to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody could harm Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? These fake things, right? And if you trust Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah will protect you. So he is the one who is the hearer, he is the one who is helper, which Allah talks further in next verse. Who is your helper? Inna waliyullahu alladhi nazzala ilayk nazzala kitab wa huwa yatawalla salihin. My guardian is indeed Allah who sent down the book and he takes care of the righteous. My guardian is my Allah who sent this book, who is full of knowledge and guidance, and he takes care of the righteous. He takes care of the righteous. Salihin. Allah called Prophet Salih. Righteous. He takes care of Salihin. So we pray to Allah to become Salih, right here. So Allah help us right there, you know. This book Allah sent is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who help us in this world and next world. That's Allah's help right there. And further help, Allah talks, ask him to ask, he helps you, he listens to you. He's the one who listens, he helps, he's omnipotent. Everybody else is nothing. Yes, you do take wasila al bayt and ask him, dua comes quick. This is the way to do dua. First say the durood to Muhammad Ali Muhammad, then you ask dua, then again say durood to Muhammad Ali Muhammad, then before dua and after dua, both to durood to Muhammad Ali Muhammad. Why? Because this durood is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and angels. And when you are doing durood, then you will ask Allah to give you, Allah respond to your dua. Because of the wasila, because of the reference given to Allah of these holy personality. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ نَصْرَكُمْ وَلَا أَنفُسِهِمْ يَنْصُرُونَ إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَسْمَعُوا وَتَرَاهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Now Allah says it further, those whom you invoke besides Him can neither help you nor help themselves. They are so helpless. If you call them to guidance, they will not hear. You see them observing you, but they don't perceive you. You see them observing, they are not perceiving you. These idols, they are doing anything. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, see how people are misguided in this world. Educated people go and worship idols, you know. This is like total ignorance, you know. We should thank Allah that Allah gives us Tawheed. We should thank Allah that we are in this nation of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now the next verse is such a beautiful verse, in a short verse, which is a miracle. All the Quran is a miracle, but it's so beautiful verse. In three qualities Allah said, if you want to preach religion to the people. This verse, Allah asked Prophet to do that. Adopt these characteristics and all of us to adopt these characteristics. Prophet already had these characteristics, but we have to adopt, you know. He was masoom, but we are not, you know. So we need to learn from these verses. What is the verse? Khudul afwa wa'mur bil urfi wa'ariz anil jahileen. Allah, such a beautiful verse. Adopt a policy of excusing the fault of people, bid what is right, and then turn away from ignorant. Three things. When you preach, three things. First, learn to adopt excusing people. Learn to forgive people. If you want to preach, first you should develop character of forgiving people. Otherwise, you cannot preach. You'll be fighting all day. And you'll be away from people. No. First, you adopt to develop your attitude to forgive people. Bid what is right. But still say what is right. Teach people what is right. Because you cannot stay from teaching right, you know. But when you teach right, you have to have this character to forgive people, because people will make you angry and people will fight with you. People will try to, because Shaitan comes in and wants to stop him, creating fights and anger, you know. So unless you don't have this character of forgiving people, you cannot never preach. And that's what Allah says to Prophet and the believers in reality. The first verse goes again, adopt excusing, build what is right, and turn away from ignorant. Now what will happen? Ignorant will come in front of you. They'll start fighting with you, right? Why this and why that and that? So what Allah says, turn away from them. What does it mean turning away? Means like turning away physically? No. Turning away beyond expense means you should keep patience with them and be moderate with them, not like become angry, because Shaitan wants to start fighting with them and the whole purpose is gone. Now there are some narrations from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Messenger of God said, indeed the noble traits in God's view are forgiving one who wrongs you, connecting with one who disconnects from you, giving to one who deprives you. 3 things. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I have been commanded to cling for forgiveness in face of people's manner and behavior. So these are the sunnah of Rasulullah. These beautiful sunnah we need to adopt, brothers and sisters. And this will never come unless we are close to Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Noor of Quran is to come to our heart and noor of Ahlul Bayt comes to our heart. Then this character will develop. This is the beauty which we need to develop. Now there are a couple of verses about Shaitan. This is about Jihad Akbar, the main battle which comes to our heart. Beautiful verses. Please listen to these verses. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَعَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْعُونَ فَاسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Ya Allah, this is the battle which we have 24/7 at ourselves. And these are the so practical verses for us. And this we should listen to carefully. Should a temptation from Satan disturb you, invoke the protection of Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearing, all-knowing. When those who are God-weary are touched by a visitation of Satan, they remember Allah and behold, they perceive. This, let me explain this verse. In our heart, there is a lot of attack of Satan all the time, right? All these temptations, all these doubts and all these, right? And he tries to enter our heart. And Allah is talking about this real battle, Jihad Akbar, the real battle of ourselves with ourselves, the Shaitan attack the believer, and Allah tests believer how much his belief is. Allah wants at the time this temptation comes, invoke the protection of Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah aliyyil azim. Means you ask Allah's help, don't get in his trap. Call him, don't give in. Because he's all hearing, all knowing. Allah talked before about all these fake gods. They don't hear, don't listen. But Allah says, I'm all hearing, all knowing. Call me. I'm testing you right now. Stand fast. Allah says that those who are God-weary are touched by visitation of Satan, they remember Allah. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And behold, they perceive. It means they don't give up. This is, and the more you fight the battle with Shaitan, he runs away more. You know, all his temptations are illogical. If somebody makes you angry, Shaitan says, get angry and fight with him. Is it logical? It's illogical. All these temptations are illogical. So Allah gave you wisdom, but call Allah's help. Then the battle starts, and more you balance with him and more you win against him with the help of Allah, more you get stronger. More you get stronger. And it gets, then you remember your fight. I had fight with him yesterday and Allah helped me. Now he's coming back, I'll fight again with him. And then again if you win, then your confidence goes up. Again he comes, confidence goes up. When you are those ayatullah, Shaitan is just away from you. Because they are beaten with the help of Allah so much that Shaitan doesn't, they become almost like masoom, you know. Like infallible, like to that level, because they trusted Allah and they defeated Shaitan with Allah's help. But if you are weak, then Shaitan, if you don't fight with him, then Shaitan makes you his slave. Now Allah talks about that. Next group, which are kuffar munafiqin. Wa ikhfanahum yamuddunahum fi ghayyi thumma la yuqthirun. What is that? But their brother, they draw them into error and then they do not spare. Who is brother? Who is talking about brother? Brother of Shaitan. Whose brother? Kuffar brother. They are, see Allah talk two people, brother of Shaitan. One who spent too much money, he is the brother of Shaitan, and other is Kuffar. They are brothers. So what they do to their brothers? Draw them into error and they don't spare them. They spoil them food. Right? So you see Kuffar going to sins like crazy, right? All kind of sins they do when Shaitan, and they just take them to the right to complete, like all these kind of things you are seeing in this world. Listening to music, haram relationships, all these things. Now you understand, if I'm a believer, I cannot be like Kuffar, like sharing beer, dancing, music, illegal relationships, all that, cannot do that. You have to show to Allah that you fight against Shaitan itself and not follow the behavior of Kuffar, you know. Kuffar's behavior can affect believers in the community. So you have to be careful that am I following the path of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or following the path of Kuffar? These women have left hijab. Who did they learn from this doing hijab? From this Kuffar lady, right? But this Kuffar lady has no faith. And Shaitan took them to ride, right? To do all this kind of blessing. But believer lady likes to expect this different way. So now to follow and fight against the desires which are invoked by Shaitan and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desires come, oh Allah, help me this time. I desire to not wear a hijab. Give me strength to have put a hijab on. And Allah will give you strength. وَإِذَا لَمْ تَتِّهِمْ آيَاتٍ قَالُوا لَوْ لَشْتَ بَيْقَهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُوا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ هُدًى وَرْحَمَةٌ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Let me read the first translation, inshallah. When you do not bring them a sign, they say, why don't you improvise one? Say, I only follow what is revealed to me from my Lord. These are insights from my Lord and guidance and mercy for the people who have faith. You know, first of all, when the Prophet used to recite verses, right? They used to make fun of these verses, right? Now, sometimes verses were not coming from Angel Jibril. So Prophet will not recite verses, so they'll make fun of Prophet. And what will they say? Why don't you improvise one? Why don't you make yourself one fake one and read it for us? That's how they were bad. Lavla lasta beta means whatever you have collected, read something like that. Why are you waiting for? That's how they were bad, you know. That's why Allah created hellfire, you know. Allah created hellfire, right? So I'll read one more time. When you do not bring them a sign, they say, why don't you improvise one? Allah says, answer this. Say, I only follow what is revealed to me from my Lord. These are the insights from your Lord. And guidance and mercy for the people who have faith. That's what it is all about. Now Allah talks about the beauty of Quran. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah shows the importance of reading Quran. When the Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent. Maybe you will receive Allah's mercy. That's why when one of the company of Masoom came, said that I want to reciting my salat, I heard Quran recitation from next person. What should I do? Imam said, be quiet, listen to him first. That's why this verse, it also came further in reference to when Imam recites Quran, next surahs, so others should just listen to him, you know. That's what Allah says. When Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent. Maybe you will receive mercy. Now the nation is so that they don't even recite much Quran. They only recite Quran, Ramadan, and only Salah. So where the rahm of Allah will come from? That's why Prophet said that who doesn't recite 10 verses of Quran, he is a zalim. It is woe, oppression, and himself by not reading Quran. Now Allah talks about all fake gods, right? They don't listen and all that. Now Allah talks about himself. How to call him? First he said they don't hear, they don't see and all that. Now he talks. We are the finishing verses of Surah Al-A'raf. وَذْكُرْ رَبُّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَدَرْغَوْا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين. الله أكبر. How much Allah loves us, how much He wants us to remember, and how He hears us. Allah says, I read the translation, and remember your Lord within your heart. Remember, don't doubt in your heart, quietly in your heart, beseechingly, beggingly, and reverently. What is reverently? Means instead of fear. Now I'll stop here before I read the whole verse. Two ways you remember in your heart, beseechingly and relevantly. Beseechingly means humbly and being very hopeful. And relevantly means being a little bit in fear and being away. Because he has two different types of sifat, attributes. One of his kind of sifat is beauty. He is beautiful. So when you remember his beauty, you go close to him. And when you remember his attributes of majesty, you get afraid of him. If you try to be away a little bit from him, he loves both attitudes. That's what he's saying that you should go to me beseechingly and in the fear state, right? Without being loud. And then I say, how else you call me? Without being loud means call me slowly in from your tongue. Not too loud, nobody should hear you, but from your tongue slowly. Morning and evening. And do not be among headless. Means prayer especially. It mentions here prayer times. You know that you read prayer. Power server prayer you should do in between. Not too loud prayer, not too quiet prayer. At least you should hear those own words, you know. Allah is saying that. That's Allah's expectation for the real God. Fake God, Allah says, if they don't hear, they do nothing, you know. But then me, I'm like that. Now the last verse, we thank Allah that Allah is finishing Surah Araf. We thank Allah. With the Vasila, Al-Bayt, the last verse, Inna Ladina, Inna Rabbika, La Yastakbiruna An Ibadatihi, Wa Yusabbihunahu, Wa Lahu Yasjudun Sajda. Indeed, those who are stationed near the Lord do not disdain to worship Him. They glorify Him and prostrate to Him. Allah says, now, who are with me? Who are near to Allah, stationed to Allah? What narration said, near to Allah are the prophets, near to Allah are imams, not only just angels, you know. They are the one. Allah described how they are. Allah asks us how to remember Him, right? Now Allah says, give an example of the noble ones, what they do. Allah says first what us to do, then He talks example of the noble ones. What He says, the noble ones who are near Allah's one, they do not disdain to worship Him. They don't disdain to worship. They are remembering. And they glorify Him. And they prostrate to Him. How? These are explained. It's not just physical way. It's just their spiritual way of state or mental state. They are always in worship of Allah. They are always remembering Allah. And they glorify Him in the heart. And they prostrate to Him in the heart. In the sense, they bow down to all His commands. They bow down to His commands. This glorification. You see, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, head was cut, and when they were taking his head from Kufa towards Syria, a rahib asked the head to be kept in his with him for one night. And then he kept Imam Hussain's head one night, and he saw the light was coming from the head of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and when he went to hear, some sounds were coming. And it was the tasbih, the head of Imam Hussain was doing subhum kutusu, what this verse is saying, that Imam was glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state. Allah rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.